The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Pardon.
My American.
Fuck it! We'll do it live!
Pardon. My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon. My American.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Pardon. My American.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Pardon. My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
What is going on, everybody? How you doing today, Christopher?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. It's our day today, Chris.
It's our day.
It was me and Greg's last time. This is me and yours today. If you guys don't know, Greg is not here.
Greg is not here.
Greg
actually,
is...
Actually, look. See, he's not here.
He's not here. Oh, you got his empty chair?
Yeah.
It's so vacant. Greg had to do some stuff with his family. He went out of town.
Yep.
So we're going to do it today. It's going to be fun.
AJ Powell, did you fire Greg? No, Greg is not fired.
No, Greg's not fired. Not yet. Greg just had some stuff he had to take care of. It's beautiful weather. It's summertime. You know, we all have trips and family events. And yeah. I think he's taking some family photos. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do that a lot. Do you?
I don't think we ever have, really.
I mean, we have.
I think we have once.
Yeah. But anyways, that's what he's doing. So... we're going to go about it today. We got a cool list of things to talk about.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, what?
I was going to say it's not cool. It's hot. It's hot.
It's hot?
Well, I'm hot.
It is hot in here, man.
So I'd say a hot list.
A hot list? Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot. So yeah, we're going to talk. We got some fun articles. We got some stuff that's entertaining.
Yeah.
We want to talk a little bit probably about the protest. But here's the deal. We're going to record right after this. So we're going to just see where this goes. Whatever doesn't fit here, we're just fitting on the next one. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. So if you're watching this live and you don't get all the topics, move over to the other one. It'll be on Rumble later.
Later? Like tomorrow? Is that what it is? Cool. Anyways, if you guys like what we do, make sure you go check us out. PardonMyAmerican.com. We got hats. We got shirts. Teespring.
That's where all our one-off shirts are.
I need to get my shit together, dude. We have a shirt that I'm trying to get up, and I just haven't gotten there yet. It's a good one.
You're slacking, bro.
I'm slacking hard, man. And got some Coors Light. Damn it, man. We're supposed to do it at the same time.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we were synchronizing our beers.
Well, that's fine. Anyways. I can't even. Unique.
Genetics.
Genetics. He's not hair. That's great, dude. Not there. Evil lies. Yeah, I know. It's a bummer. Greg's always entertaining.
We'll miss Greg.
The impressions.
He'll be back Wednesday.
He'll probably be on here at some point, to be quite honest with you.
He might.
But he's in Bend. I love Bend, dude.
Keep your eyes out. He might show up in the comments. Maybe.
Possibly. Yeah, but he's in Bend. Bend's awesome. If you guys have never been to Bend, Oregon, dude, if you like outdoors, it's the place to be, bro.
I've never spent any time in Bend.
Oh, man. My wife's family's there. It's like, you know, you just got like, you're not far from like skiing. There's like, if you like hiking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which Greg doesn't strike me as a hiker. or an outdoors person. He's not an outdoors person. But no, it's a beautiful place, man. It's pretty, it's kind of ritzy. Yeah. I don't know. It's nice. I want to go back. It's fun. Someday. Anyways, let's get going with this, man. We got too much to talk about.
Let's go. Where do you want to go?
Well, let's start with the first one. Why not?
Okay.
So the other day, breaking news from SportsCenter. I mean, some of you aren't going to care about this, but I find it interesting. Breaking, Cleveland is changing its name from the Indians to the Guardians, announcing the new moniker in a tweet Friday. So it's been long talked about, guys, that, you know, the Native American sports teams, I think, what was it, the Redskins, Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
They are just the Washington sports team.
It's a Washington football team.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. They say temporarily, but yet they haven't come up with anything yet.
You would think they would have something.
Like, why would you pull your sports team name that's been the sports team name since the beginning?
Yeah.
And not have anything else. Well, if you were going to do that.
And Cleveland, like, literally just like the Guardians. That's what we are. Like, they had a name right away. So have they thought about it? Like, was this like, or did they just like, just pick a fucking name?
We don't. Well, I like Guardians of the Galaxy, so let's do Guardians.
I actually hate this name. I'm not going to lie to
but
you.
But I want to know the reasoning behind the Guardians.
I don't know if they gave
like, a how reason. Do you get from the Indians to the Guardians?
Because it, I don't know. I actually read this article. I might have it, but I don't think so. But I actually read this article that was talking about the Guardians. Like, there's a meaning to it that it's like a healing thing, like not religious or anything like that, but like a native, it still has like a native vibe to it, but I don't know much about it. It's just weird to me.
That's weird.
And mostly, and I get, you know, there's a lot of people that are just used to names, right? So when there's a change, everybody gets up in arms because it's a change. But I also think like, why? I mean, I get that there's, I don't know. I get the argument. I have an article talking about it, like some, Native American people were talking about the name change, and they seem pretty happy with it, to be honest with you.
I've heard both. Yeah.
So there's definitely like a coalition that's been wanting this for a long time, and they clearly got it.
Yeah.
And as we know with, you know, MLB or NBA or even football, this is the route that they're going, right?
Oh, yeah. They got to do the whole political correctness throughout everything, and it's... I feel like it kind of went away a little bit because political correctness was like it fucking extreme there for a while.
Yeah.
And it kind of died off and went into some other weird shit. But now it's like rising up again. And I don't understand it.
Well, you got the Olympics.
Yeah.
Do you hear about that, by the way? The U.S. did not get a gold medal on the first day of the Olympics.
It doesn't surprise me.
I think it was like the, what did they say, the first time since 1972 or something like that? 73? I don't know, man. Maybe train a little harder.
There was the one guy, I don't remember what his name was. He refused to get the COVID vaccine while he was there.
So are they allowing him to play? Or?
I didn't read.
I didn't hear about that. Are they required to do that?
I don't remember if it was the vaccine or if he refused to test.
Because I feel like with the Olympics, I feel like that would be like a... you can't participate without a vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that they would do. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, right there. Olympic athletes who refused to be tested for COVID-19 can't compete in Tokyo.
That's awesome. I mean, like, with the Olympics being, what is it, every 4 years, right? Depending on what sport, you know, you're doing.
U.S. gymnastics team alternate. Kara Ecker and baseball player Katie Lou Samuelson have also had to leave the competition due to positive tests.
Oh.
There are many more.
I don't know. I'm not even watching this shit, to be completely honest.
Not at all, dude.
It's kind of just like a... I'm not
feeling
it.
This one isn't talking about the one guy, though. I thought it was like a swimmer or something, maybe.
I don't know about that. Anyways, back to the Indians real quick. Go to that second article, will you? You scroll on up there. So this was from Cleveland19.com. Indigenous, what's that title? I can't see that title there, buddy. Indigenous groups respond to Indians' name change. Okay, so they came out, and I thought this was a little bit interesting. There's this picture where they're holding up signs, and they're saying, act progressively against racism, change the name. You know what I'm saying? And they got, like, the old logo with the... So if you scroll down, so this is coming from... the Cleveland Indigenous Coalition. They said, quote, for six decades, our community has fought tirelessly to be recognized as diverse and vibrant instead of portrayed in inaccurate and harmful ways. So they're talking about the logo, obviously, is a Native American face, and it's red. Okay. And, you know, the red skins, I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of the. So I guess I can see that. But it says, quote, by agreeing to change the team's name away from the indigenous themes, the Cleveland baseball team is helping to create a place where Native American children and their families feel valued and fully seen. OK, so here's my thing, man. You're taking like so, you know, the Indians, you got a sports team, the Indians, you had the Redskins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Major sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of merchandise. I mean, I'm not Native American, so I guess I really can't say what offends me and what doesn't offend me. I've heard the argument, which I agree with from some Native American people, is that it promotes them in a lot of ways. Like it keeps them relevant. Like people talk about it and it's a discussion.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Could you get a more positive influence and positive your ethnic group and your traditions more in a positive light than being on a major league baseball team?
Yeah, I mean, if they had like the
whole world watches you and knows what it is.
I don't know. I think that would be.
Maybe I'm completely fucking wrong, and just having your name anywhere is offensive.
I don't see that though. Like if they had like the Washington White Boys.
The Washington.
Like, would you be offended by that?
No, it'd be hilarious.
Like, I'd be like, that's funny as fuck. It's like, you know, it's the White Boys. You know what I mean? Like, what's wrong with any of those? Like, I just don't get it. Like, okay, first of all, if it's about
if it was my team and it was the Washington White Boys, I'd have no white people on the team. It'd be hilarious.
That would be fun. It'd be ironic.
Yeah.
It'd be like, kind of weird. Sure, man.
You just wear all your get-ups, what is it called? Uniforms?
You don't even
or
know?
Or just white?
Yeah, you're not a sports guy at all.
I'm not. I fucking hate mainstream sports.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's fucking stupid.
If it's not motocross, you don't roll with it, man.
I mean, at one time they used to be worthy of watching, but not even close.
It's anymore. Tough, man. You know me. I
lost interest a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, I lost interest in the NFL quite a bit. But the NBA, like, I love the NBA, but man, it's tough.
The moment these people that play in these fucking major sports got behind a microphone and was like, I think this is bad and everyone should listen to me. Then I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I mean,
the unfortunate thing is it's not all.
You are not a person to be saying anything about anything. You go dribble a ball down the court and that's what we want from
you. But they're influencers, you know, like that's the way they look at them now. They have
that's
influence.
That's the way they look at themselves.
Yeah. I mean,
and people look up to them. I understand that kids and stuff look up to them, but they should be taught not to look up to them because of who they are and what they say. They should look up to them because of their athleticism.
Yeah, I don't want to take anybody's right to express themselves. I think, unique genetics, too much bend, not enough pomade.
The Oregon Craigs.
The Oregon Craigs. There's a lot of pomade in Portland. I'm not going to lie, man. That the hipster vibe, the pomade, that's definitely a thing for sure. Greg is at a Masonic meeting.
Mm-hmm. That'd be weird.
Greg is curing his CV in a poop bath. This is fucking brilliant. you guys literally, I tell you.
I mean, Greg would be the one. Don't say that because we'll get fucking striked again.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. I just think that if you haven't, like, first of all, like, you got the Atlanta Braves, right? The Braves.
Mm.
Like, what's offensive about the Braves?
Maybe they're not brave. And they're like, how dare you say that I'm braver than I am?
I just think, honestly, like, if I was Native American, I would, like, I can understand the logos being offensive. I could say them saying, like, I don't like that it has red skin because that's kind of like an offensive, like, characteristic that, you know. But, like, the Cleveland Indians, it's just the Indians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand more about the Redskins than I do the Indians.
Would it still be offensive if they chose a particular tribe to name their thing after? Or is it just because they said Indians and lumped them all together?
I don't know, man, because that's what I'm saying. Like, would that tribe find it offensive? Like, I have no idea. But like, my thing is like, you know, when you're talking about this, the history in general, you don't want to forget about the Indians, right? Like what happened was terrible. We can all agree on that.
No, yeah.
There's a lot of terrible shit that went down, right? You don't want to like lose that in history. And like, there's teams, whether you like it or not, that are keeping that as a part of popular culture right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You think of the Braves, you think of Native Americans, you think of the Indians, you think of Native Americans, you think of the old Redskins, you think of Native Americans.
There was nothing ever negative.
I thought
about them because of their sports team names.
No.
Not once.
No. That, to me, I mean, that's my personal opinion. But like the Redskins, like when I said, you know, the Washington Redskins,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think like, Redskins. Classic. That's a funny one. No, that's not what I thought of at all. No. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I guess, you know, there's going to be people that are, I don't know, but she, in that article, what I was trying to kind of get at, we got sidetracked heavily, was that they were saying that they wanted to, you know, be seen, but you're also taking it out of, you got rid of it completely. Now it's the Guardians.
Yeah.
You just removed it. Like, where else in culture, like anywhere, do you see anything that's Native American?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but that's not even really accurate. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, dude.
Like, there's moccasins?
When it comes
at Target? Like, where do you find Native American anything?
Now they're going to have to get rid of moccasins in Target.
It's cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Which is funny because the last line I did, in 2021, the Indians banned fans from wearing headdresses or face paint that mimics Native American culture at Progressive Field. So you like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you,
how do you know it's face paint that it's for Native American? What if they're just wearing, people just wear face paint sometimes for all different teams?
I mean, they do. I don't know. I just don't get it. If somebody wanted to, like, if I was a part of a tribe or a group, or whatever, indigenous people, anything, any, like, Asian, anything, like, I wouldn't be offended by somebody liking or wanting to dress in a headdress or wanting to, you know, wear dad jeans. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. What are you doing? What are you reading right now? Are you finding fun stuff in there?
No, somebody said Greg was in here. Is it Greg's sweaty balls? Is that Greg?
No, I don't think it is. I don't know what Greg's actual thing is. We got another super chat, though. Unique genetics.
Man, you're on fire.
So much rug burn, no medals for being world-class bishes. I like that, bishes. who never shut up. This is what happens after a generation of participation trophies. Gross. Well, I didn't really want to get into the Olympics too much, but the truth is like, you're right. There's a lot of times where people get into things, jobs or other situations that are not the most qualified.
Yeah.
Because of many different reasons, you know?
Well, I mean, not trying to be specific. There's that saying around for a reason. It's not what you know, it's who you know. That's how you get to the top majority of the time these days.
Yeah. And I feel like most of these athletes, kind of like what you were talking about earlier, most athletes, I feel like they're more activists than they are athletes anymore. Yeah. Like, I know, to me, like Michael Jordan, for example, like would have never put basketball second to activism. And I feel like for me, like LeBron James is more of an activist than he is an athlete right now. I mean, that guy, like, you know, if he's losing, he's a poor sport, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible sport. He gives up on plays. He doesn't play defense. He, you know what I mean? Like, he's a miserable teammate, in my opinion. I'm not his teammate, but that's what I'm looking at going, I wouldn't want to play with that guy.
Well, yeah, if you're on the team with somebody that just doesn't fight the whole time, regardless of what's happening,
he walked off the court. Like when they were losing, they went out in the first round, which is crazy for the, you know, for LeBron. I think this only happened like once or twice ever for him.
Good.
But he like, they were getting their asses crushed and he like left. He just like left the court. Dude. He
threw a tantrum.
Yeah. That's, no. I mean,
fuck him.
You know,
that's right there is when everyone should be like, nope. Bye-bye. Stop buying all his shit.
But my point is, quit putting him with Kobe's and, you know, Michael Jordan's and, you know, any of these guys. Like, don't put him with those guys. He's not the same caliber. He doesn't have the fucking killer instinct, bro, in my opinion. Maybe at one point he kind of did, but I think he's more into activism at this point.
I think he's paid to.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet he's paid to. I think they're taking the taking advantage of the influence that sports athletes have now and using it negatively. That wouldn't surprise me.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It is what it is.
Because he wasn't always like this.
No. I mean, he was dominant. He still is fairly dominant. He's old. No,
he was dominant, but he wasn't always so outspoken about things going on in the world.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know, man.
That's a new thing over the last few years.
Like Jordan's fever game, like when he had the fever and shit, and he was out there just like murdering still, dude.
Yeah.
He's sweating. They're carrying him off the floor. Like, fucking LeBron.
It's a work ethic.
LeBron ain't doing that, bro.
No.
These guys are pussies nowadays, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. Like, cramp. You know, like, it's just sad. It's like, the whole thing is so sad. Everything is so weak.
They're all turning into soccer players.
Same with the NFL, dude. Quarterbacks.
Sorry if you play soccer, but.
Dude, they're the worst.
Fucking hate.
They're the fucking worst. I'm serious. Like, that that flopping is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. I sat one time and watched a compilation of soccer injuries, and 99% of them, they don't even touch each other. And they're just like,
no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, no knock to, like, you know, Europeans by any means, but even watching, like, the NBA, like, the Europeans that are in the NBA.
Yeah.
They, like, they do their, they have their hand thing, like, when the foul doesn't, you know, they do this thing, and I'm like, it's the same, like, soccer, NBA, you know, it's just nuts. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Sad,
like,
know?
Just fucking play. If you get fucking hit with an elbow, hit him back.
Well, I think, like, I don't know. I feel like European basketball is probably a little bit more like there's.
I feel. See, that's right. Me and you probably completely disagree because I think any kind of sport should be full contact, bro.
Full contact.
Like if you're playing basketball and you have a chance to fucking spear someone before he goes in for a dunk.
Yeah.
Do it. Because that would be fucking awesome to see.
I mean, I'm all about having like a league. You know what I'm saying? Like a league that does that. That'd be cool. I like. Listen, I agree with foul calls and stuff, man. We're getting into sports, bro. This is great. But I'm okay with, like, foul calls. But, like, if you look back at old games, I mean...
What's a foul now is it wasn't a foul 10 years ago.
No, LeBron doesn't even... He breathe on that man and they call a foul on it. Yeah. Yeah, like, James Harden. Like, that's... To me, like, yes, he's a great scorer, whatever. Fuck that guy, dude. Like, that is not... To me, that's not sport. That's not enjoyable to see.
No,
that's not enjoyable.
Every little thing fucking happens, and people are throwing fits about it.
No,
that ruins it.
Yeah, when half of your points are for free throws, nah, fuck off, bro.
Yeah,
fuck off. Unique genetics once again, man. You're killing tonight. I love it. He should play soccer. Tantrums are inherent. He's no Jordan. P.S. I am a 6-foot redhead from South Africa.
Jeez.
Kidnapped to Atlanta. I stay on fire by default. You're a tall one. 6 foot. It's like my height, man.
Redheaded even. Hmm?
Yeah. Spicy. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, let's move on from this.
All right.
Get rid of the sports. We don't get to talk about sports. I love sports, yeah. Man. Let's talk about this one's quick, but I'm curious. We do have a lot of ladies in the live right now. So mm-hmm. I'm curious on what they think about this. But this was from 2 days ago. Senate panel votes to make women register for draft. We had talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
And this is kind of, it seems like it's going to happen. Not that we have a draft. We haven't since Vietnam.
There's only been one.
But we also are knee deep in China.
Yeah.
We got the Russia thing. Like, there's all kinds of things that would, you know, it's going to happen again, right? A World War III is bound to happen at some point in history. And
eventually.
They're going to call on everybody to partake. And I just want to know, like, as a woman listening right now, is this what you wanted? You know what I'm saying? I don't think any of these people, these gals in here are thinking that this is what they're, but this is that feminist movement. Like, right. We're all equal. We should all have the same jobs. We mm-hmm. should all be able to do the same things. And a lot of that's fine. That's cool, man. But there's people like on TikTok, there's people on Instagram freaking the fuck out right now.
Yeah.
Dads, military dads, all kinds of fathers going like,
well, yeah, I wouldn't want my daughter fucking into fucking military.
No.
Against her will. No. Fuck
that. I have three girls. I do not the thought of that even being a remote possibility bothers me a whole lot, dude. Not that I feel like they can't do it if they wanted to, right? If they're capable of it and they want to do it, I support that 100%. I won't like it, but I will support that. You know what I'm saying? But to be forced as a woman, I don't like it, dude. Sorry.
Yeah,
I don't like it at all.
I agree. If a woman feels she could do the job, then mm-hmm. all more power to her.
Absolutely.
I have no problem with you but doing that. But like you said, a draft, pulling people in that aren't made mentally.
No.
Or emotionally for something like that, then that's wrong.
Well, that goes for men too. Let's be honest with you.
There's a lot of men that aren't made for something like that.
No.
There's a lot of men that even join thinking they are and can't hack it.
No, if you just go to the store or the mall, how about that? The mall. There's mm-hmm. more like 18, 17, 19 year olds at the mall, right? Just look around that group and just go, if I was to ship all you to war right now, how well would you do? I would say we are probably going to lose that one. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be there. They're not, to me, that's not like a person that absolutely doesn't want to be there is not helpful.
Well, there was a video going around, like, I seen a while back, somebody was going around asking, like, they were in schools, like, recruiting people and stuff like that. And a lot of the recruiters there, or maybe it wasn't recruiting anything, but whatever. They were younger people, early 20s, you know, and they're like, why did you join the military? And there, a lot of them that they interviewed were like, I don't know, free education. I don't know. But when they say that and they don't know why they really joined or they only joined for the education, but what happens when that moment comes when you actually have to go into combat? You made the fucking choice, dude.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with women in the military. I want to be very clear because I feel like there's some women that rule in the military. You know what I mean? Like if you want to do it and you're built for it and you're ready for it, dude, I'm fucking hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's some people who aren't built for it and to force them to do it. And we're all, to be fair, we're also as a society, we're not built the same way we used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
World War II. I mean, when you go back and you look historically at the different wars, like the men, I'll call them men, even though they were 17 and even younger, right? They did what they could to get in. They lied to get in. Even at 15, they were lying to try to get in.
Yeah.
But that was a different life. They were raised differently.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, they were men, bro. Like, they were disciplined.
Women were men.
Well, women were... women, yeah, dude.
Women were hard-asses back then.
Well, women can still be hard-asses.
They can.
Like, there's some tough women. But,
I mean, like, as a generality, the way people lived back then inherently made you a hard-ass because that's the way you had to be.
Times were tough. And so you were built tough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not a Ford commercial, but... You're built tougher. And like, so the boys,
things are too easy now.
Yeah. That's they're easy. And and you see those pictures through like TikTok and Instagram where it's like, look at the men back like 1950 compared to now, you know what I'm saying? Or 1930 compared to now. And there's a vast difference, you know, in the two. And we can all agree that society's pushed this kind of stuff, right? There's definitely a push for weaker men. And that's not helping us at all. But how do you fix it? I mean, I think there's a good portion of this country that would drop everything tomorrow to fight for the country.
I don't think we need to fix it. I just think.
I don't know about that.
I think you need to know yourself. If you know, people need to know themselves a little more. If the military option comes up and you have to know within yourself, if you'd be able to handle something like that.
But I'm talking about more, Chris, I'm talking more of like a, I don't know, like a base level, like know yourself. But like when you're kind of pushed at a young age through indoctrinating schools, what is masculine, what is not masculine?
That's a whole other fucking issue.
Though. I know, but I'm just saying like, how do you find yourself when you're taught something and you're not supposed to be this way? So you're raised, say you don't have a great household that teaches you what a man is supposed to do. You know what I mean? Or I know a lot of people will find that offensive, like what a man is supposed to do. But I think that there are things that guys should do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You be respectful to women. You take care of your significant other. Work hard. Take care of your kids. Don't be a no-show. Right? I mean, that's not hard. But that's just like a father. Women have the same thing. Like, yeah. There's just things that are not taught anymore.
Values.
Morals, values, all that stuff is long gone. So now we have weak.
Unplugged freedom. They want natives to disappear before the truth is found out. Thousands of native children's bodies being found in Canada.
I've heard about that.
And then
I feel like that has something to do with Queen Elizabeth. Am I wrong? Maybe not.
I don't know.
I feel
he did another one. What if it just happened that all the women who were drafted coincidentally were all trans women?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know, man. I don't think that's a good thing either. Unfortunately, I don't even want to get into that. But I just listen.
Well, I think honestly, when it comes down to it, I think there's rules against having to constantly be on medication for joining the military.
I don't know, man.
And if you're on constant hormones to change the way you are, I don't know if they'd let you keep doing it or not. Granted, they just did allow. Oh, we're allowing trans to join, but
I don't know. I feel like the military is getting soft in its own right.
I don't think so, dude.
I don't know, man.
I think that's what it's going throughout the media. The military is going woke and going soft, but I have a feeling it's a bunch of fucking bullshit, just like anything else.
Don't they pay to get sex changes?
I don't know.
I think they do. I could be way wrong, but I feel like they do. I feel like I read that. That kind of shit's unnecessary, man. That's taxpayer dollar. Yeah. I don't know, man.
There definitely could be an audit.
An audit.
Audit everything. We're in the mood to audit shit, right?
Yeah.
Fucking audit everything. Audit the military. Audit
Nikia fucking. Williams says the military pays for it.
Audit everything and let American people decide what money gets spent.
I don't think we get to decide.
We don't.
So what's the point? We should. I know, but
anytime taxpayer money gets spent on anything, we should be deciding what it is.
I agree, but we've had this discussion when Greg was here a long time ago about, you know, where tax money is. It's hard. I mean, listen, to break it down to the dollar is ridiculous. Like that's impossible, right? I mean, it's not impossible, but it's almost pointless to go that deep.
It's not impossible. Set up a fucking new system so you're like everyone. Okay. Obviously, this wouldn't be as secure. You'd have to secure everything a little bit better than it is now, clearly.
Oh, so you're living in a utopia right now.
No, I'm saying when we get control of things, when things are fucking figured out and they're not a fucking mess like they are now.
Yeah.
Why is it so impossible that we can't have our government provide like a fucking US app that's secure? Because we have the fucking technology to do it. Yep. They just don't. That when things pop up, here's a proposition to send $2 billion to fund this out of taxpayer money. You get a notification, boom, and you vote right there. I want to do this. It gives you the pamphlet that you read through.
Yeah, I
don't want to vote with that.
I agree with you. But how broken is everything anyways? I know you just said, like, until everything's fixed, but let's be honest. Is it going to get fixed?
It fucking better get fixed.
Well, you would hope
otherwise, so. Otherwise, the end of the fucking country.
You'd hope so, but there's always a fucking loophole. That's the problem. There's always a fucking loophole. It doesn't matter if they fix Arizona. It doesn't matter if they fix Pennsylvania or Michigan or all this other shit. You could go through and fix everything and say, Donald Trump won. I mean, you could do that. And he could be like, yeah, I won. But there's just going to be another fucking thing. There's going to be another thing. You get new machines.
There's no reason why it can't be. You're telling me all these contracts that sports athletes pay, that sign and all this stuff isn't fucking ironclad and they don't have their shit together? You're telling me we can't do the same?
Dude, I'm not disagreeing.
No, we can.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It just means we have to fucking vote in the right fucking people and quit being lazy about it. There's 330 million people in this country and less than half of them vote. No, this is fucking bullshit. America, get your shit together.
They don't give a shit. They don't fucking care. That's what I'm trying to say. All that is great, and I agree 100% with all of it. I mean, if there was a way we could figure out how to, maybe just going down to a more local level is the way to go. Like, yeah. Get rid of the fucking... Because what happens
that's
is
true.
We're paying into taxes, which is going to the state or the federal government, which then they dish out to the states and they dish out to your community. Your state goes, well, you know, Calhoun County needs this much money to do this work. And, you know, I'm sure there's some more to it. I'm not fucking... Listen, I'm not...
There we go. That's a better idea. When it comes to federal taxes, federal income taxes and stuff, if that has to be a thing, which I don't think it does because... Federal income taxes doesn't get spent
on... The only thing they should be paying for
is doesn't get spent on most of the shit that we need spent on anyway.
Yeah.
All taxes, if there's going to be some, should go through the state. Vote local.
Yeah.
Get the right fucking people in there. All taxes go through the state. Then the people you voted for gets to allocate that money how their state sees fit.
Clarence Worley, we cared on the last one and we got railroaded. Yeah. We got railroaded. Because the other half didn't fucking care.
And we got railroaded because up until this point right now, nobody pays attention.
Yeah, the point is not that we don't care or that people don't care. It's that half this country, and that's probably too conservative, but a good portion of this country don't give a shit.
Half of them.
Joe Rogan just talked about this when he had, what's that? I can't remember that. Those two, the guy and the gal, they do a podcast and a show, but. He was saying, like, you know, in Hollywood, he was talking about these people just absorb it, absorb Democratic ideology. They don't even know what it's about. They don't know anything about it. They don't know anything about what this means or what that means or who did what in history or nothing. They just vote D. And I'm not saying Republicans don't do that. There are Republicans that just vote R. You know what I'm saying? But the point is that half this country saw what was going to happen and voted for Trump. Or more. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But the point is there's so many people that combat it with bad voting or bad ideas. And it's fine. You can have bad ideas. It's not my place to say what's a bad idea. If you believe something, great. But you have no evidence, no proof. You don't give up anything. If you watch any debate with a Democrat or with a left-leaning person, very rarely do you see them actually bring evidence to anything. It's all about feelings and why I heard this and I did that. And there's no, like, you're not looking shit up. You're not trying to find out what's going on. You just go, I fucking hate Trump. Bring in Biden. Well, look what Biden's done.
Exactly. He fucking ruined everything.
I'm not going to put it solely on him, but he's a big part of it, bro.
Dude, you can't sign that many executive orders and not take the blame for what's
happening. But then you have to believe that he actually controls everything, and he doesn't. That guy's a fucking puppet, bro. You have to admit it. That guy is sitting in a chair. It's probably a motorized scooter. Let's be real honest at that chair in the Oval Office.
Well, he controls everything that the states don't.
Yeah.
And at that point, it depends on what state you live in. Florida, completely different than Washington.
Yeah.
Texas, completely different than California.
He's evil. I believe that. He's a bad person. I believe that. Yeah. But the people that are telling him what to do, that goon squad that he's surrounded with.
Are worse people.
Are way worse.
Yeah.
Because that guy is a fucking frail old dude, okay?
Who clearly has no fucking idea what's happening.
If you want to sit here and tell me he has great ideas, you're crazy.
There's not a coherent thought that goes through that guy's brain.
Nope.
No. Not a single one.
Anyways, it would be nice if your tax money went to your community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because then you feel it. You feel everything, right? So if you're in Los Angeles, okay, and the whatever, Los Angeles County or whatever the fuck, you know, you pay into taxes and they're like, well, we got to take all those taxes out for homeless. You're like, wow, that's a lot of taxes going to homeless. You know what I'm saying? You have to take responsibility for it.
Yeah. All tax money spent affects you more.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you also can, then at that point, you can kind of go to your mayors and go to your local officials and say, why do we still have this problem? Our money was supposed to go to this. Why is there still a problem? Why are the roads still shit? San Francisco, why is there shit everywhere? We paid our tax money to have a shit cleaning crew.
Yeah.
And there's still poo. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? But here, it's like, you know, you got some bad roads. You know, it's like, hey, I want to see our schools get better because of my money.
Yeah.
In my community. You know what I'm saying? And I think that gives a person motivation to want to pay more. You know what I'm saying? Like, taxes suck. Nobody wants to pay taxes. A lot of people think it's theft, right?
Mm.
But if you're going like, hey, you know what? I paid this into tax money and I noticed that they redid the school. I noticed that our roads are fucking, there's no potholes. Like, you're like, you know, like if you see it and you feel it and you acknowledge it and you know, they're showing you what's done and you can see what's done. You can
see the positive coming out of it.
Why would you hate it? You know what I mean? If you have the money and you want to do it, it'd make you feel better about taxation, right?
Yeah, I mean.
But it just goes to the federal government. You know, fucking, what the fuck's it going to?
Yeah, and then they spend it on whatever they want.
Unique genetics. I'm twice struck. F this fluffy algo filtration. Okay. Oh, another one. The rhino murked the Republic fam. No clean hands. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say Republicans are all clear. Hey,
all politicians within the last few years have failed us.
Yeah. I don't know. I actually like what Flex Mars was saying. Jamie Rivera. No. Which one is it? Oh, no, it's Flex Mars. Well, Jamie's just great too. But he says taxes is just laundering money for the cabal. It will end. That's how you truly free humanity. Yeah. The thing is like we're good in by nature. Like humans are good by nature. They want to help. Right?
Yeah, there's always going to be those evil fucking people. But I agree. I feel like the majority of people have good intentions.
No, I just meant like if you had no taxes, I feel like you would. People want to help people naturally, right? And put money towards things that they see. Like you would see people being charitable, being helpful, just taking care of their community, which is we've had that discussion too. But
yeah, I think it goes back to the same thing. I think people would be more giving if they knew what was going on with it, if they knew that it was going towards what they wanted to help with.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I hate that. I don't know. We spent so much money. There's so much, like, I saw a comment too, like, just money being printed like crazy, bro.
Yeah, they're trying to pass another fucking $1.5 trillion.
Our kids are fucked. We got to get this dude out of the office, man. It's so overwhelming. Like, the censorship and the fucking, what is considered misinformation and what is considered, like, you can't have a discussion anymore about where the train's derailed. You know what I'm saying?
And now they're openly saying, I can't even say that. Openly saying that they're going to work with all the cell phone companies and stuff and fucking messaging apps. And so they can control the misinformation.
Yeah.
Who's deciding what is what?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many people involved. Like, the government is so big that it is literally impossible to know everybody in it. You know, and they're so, like, you vote for these people, but they don't talk about, you know, if you vote for X person, they don't talk about all the people they're appointing in.
Yeah.
And what kind of corruption lie in that.
Exactly.
And it would be difficult. All the
staffers underneath people.
No, and it's difficult to even try to assume that you can. That's why, like, the government is too fucking big, man.
Yeah.
It's too fucking big. And I agree. Like, I'm a Trump homer, bro. Like, you know me. I'm a big fan of Trump, dude. I have been since the very beginning. I fucking love him. I think he was a great president. But at the same time, like, you know, do you know our mayor?
No.
That's my point, though.
I'm drawing a blank.
I mean, I know it, but it's not in my head like Trump. You know what I mean?
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at a local level, like, people just aren't, in general, they're not as knowledgeable about what's going on right in their backyard, right in their front yard. I mean, wherever it is around your house, they're not as knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And it's kind
of
fucked.
And I think all of us need to make a change as far as that goes. Because clearly, things are being handled the way that we want them to be. So we need to take the initiative.
Yeah. And we got to start at a local level. I know our governor, Jay Inslee.
Yeah.
We got some bad ones over here on the West Coast, man.
Yeah.
It's
honestly, I think some legislation needs to happen so there can no longer be career politicians, whether that is term limits or yeah. some other kind of thing. You shouldn't be able to, and it was never meant to be this way, where people just, I'm going to be a politician and that's how I collect a salary working in Congress for ever. It was never meant to be like that. People got paid when it was time to be in session. They showed up, did their shit, they left.
Yeah.
That's the way it was. That's the way it needs to be again. There doesn't need to be people at fucking the White House constantly. Maybe the president and people that help him. That's about it. But when it comes to Congress, when it comes to the Senate, those people need to be on a limited schedule to where they're only there when they're needed to be there. When something needs to be passed, yeah. and not when they're passing ridiculous, stupid bullshit. They're just passing shit to pass the shit so they can just constantly be there.
Yep.
They're constantly making bills so they never have to leave and constantly collect a salary. Yeah. Nothing needs to be passed that much. There is the way society is now, there doesn't need to be a bill for every little fucking thing that happens in the country.
No, because nobody gives a shit about that.
And most of the shit that gets passed, nobody knows what it is. So why the fuck does it even exist?
Christopher Rogers has a super chat there. Sarah Jones has something interesting to point out. Why would Trump push for the jab? We've had this discussion. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Depends if you want to go conspiracy or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a conspiracy route to it that I think can make sense in some aspects. But he still even recently has come out and, you know, in favor of the jab, you know? I don't know.
I think even if he didn't agree with it, he didn't come out and say, everyone should get it. This is what they should do. I want to mandate that everyone does it. He has always said, you have to respect freedom. If you want to get it, you can get it. He has never been like, this has to happen.
Well, yeah, I don't think Trump would have had any forced vaccinations.
No, I don't think so either.
Even if he gets back in, I don't think there's going to be forced vaccinations. I don't think that he would allow things to pass where, you know, you can't, you know, you lose your job.
I personally haven't seen anything where he personally is just like, everyone should get the vaccine. This is what I think. Like, go get it. It's the only way forward. I've never seen him say anything like that. Everything I've seen has been like, somebody's asked him a question about it, and he says, hey, if people want to get it, they should get it.
Well, Miss Cupcake made a great point. I think he wanted it to be an option, but not the only option. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you guys remember, I mean, Trump was the one that brought up hydroxychloroquine.
At the very beginning.
Yeah. So I think that, and we've said the same thing about vaccines. I don't really, whatever, man. If it's there and you want it,
that's your choice.
Yeah, man. I don't give a shit. I really don't. If you want to get it and there's some odds that you will be fine, whatever, man. That ain't my body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have it. I'm not going to get it. I'm just not. I got COVID, bro. I'm not fucking, nah. You know what I'm saying?
You'd be like double dipping.
Yeah.
It'd be like taking your chip and slobbering all over it and dipping it back in the sauce.
Yeah. It's like eating a burger and putting it back together and eating it again. It's not good. You know? But Trump always brought up the idea that there's other ways, like, and we should be looking at those other things. So the jab is just one option.
You should never just look at this and say this is the only way.
That's the biggest problem.
Your cattle being leaded into the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad analogy, but.
Nah, not really. But I think that the truth is it's one thing. And the fact that there's only one option per the CDC and all the other organizations that have weird names, that's just not true. Why are you not looking for other alternatives? They know what the other alternatives are. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They don't make money on those other alternatives. And I forgot, I think it was it Weinstein? Weinstein? I always get it mixed up. The doctor that came out with ivermectin.
Yeah.
Weinstein. You know, in that episode with Rogan, he was talking about that in the clause, if they can't get emergency funding, if there's a readily available drug already.
Yep.
So if hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin worked, like some doctors say, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be able to get funding.
And they wouldn't get the emergency shit.
Yeah. It's not just the funding, but it's the entire package of the emergency.
It wouldn't be a thing yet.
Exactly.
It would go back to the, it's going to be 10 years from now before there's one.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Because billions and billions of dollars got made off this.
Yep. I don't know, man. It's just a fucking weird place that we're in right now in this country. Anyways, you see that video there?
This one?
Yeah, man. Trump's thing.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen what the rally Trump is doing right now, the size of this motherfucker. Look at this.
I like how he's still rocking that song, bro.
I know. It's fucking massive.
Stand up next to you. I love it, dude.
It's a concert.
Yeah, man. There's no fucking way. That's all I'm going to say. There's no way. There's no fucking way, dude.
Well, and I brought this up too. I saved a couple of videos on here, like just the lines getting in.
Yeah. Who is this posted by?
This is insane.
Yeah. That's Latinos with Trump posted this. I don't know if it's their video, but they posted it.
Insane.
I'd love to be
this
there.
One. 22 times speed. Just goes on forever, dude.
That's always the case, though.
But yet, Biden's the most popular president in history.
Mm-hmm. Even the not president, because Trump is technically not the president right now, is still pulling this crowd.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you see that with fucking Barack or Mike.
Hey, did you hear that, what's the fucking radio host guy's name that got put back on the ballot for California?
The radio host guy's name.
So he got kicked off.
I don't know if I've heard this one.
He got kicked off because he filled out his paperwork wrong for the Newsom recall. Larry Elder.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he got kicked off the ballot for the recall because he apparently filled out his paperwork wrong and Newsom was like pushing to keep him away. Well, a judge came out and said, well, he went through the shit and fixed it and he's back on. He's leading the polls now.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
Yeah.
Didn't Larry Elder do he did that documentary, didn't he? Mm-hmm. It was about like. It was about the history of blacks. What was that called? Look up Larry Elder documentary. I'm pretty sure he did it. I feel like maybe you guys know listening. Uncle Tom, man.
Mm.
Yes, that's what it was. It was fucking good, dude.
I haven't watched it.
It was good. It was enlightening. Like they really talk about quite a few things that I was like, oh, wow, that's, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fascinating, man. But, California's a mess.
How much you want to bet? Because the recalls are September, right? I think they're in September, early September. Any bets on Larry Elder winning?
Oh, are we betting right now?
I'm putting out a scenario that I can see happening.
Okay.
Larry Elder wins. He becomes the governor of California.
Yeah.
There's an immediate audit.
Okay.
California flips red.
Huh. That's bold. That's pretty bold. I don't know, man. I mean, listen,
we'll see.
Los Angeles is huge.
There's a lot of fucking states doing audits now.
Well, we looked up the numbers in Washington, and I only bring that up because Seattle's fairly good size. I mean, Seattle's a pretty big city. And do you remember what the numbers were roughly for Trump and Biden?
I don't.
How many people voted for Biden compared to Trump in Seattle, King County?
I know it wasn't even close.
70-something%, bro.
Yeah.
70-something%. That's a lot.
Which is funny because we even made a comment because we were doing a live during the election night. And Washington, Oregon, and California all called the race. Like 15 minutes into counting ballots.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck do you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think there's a lot going on. I think, I like you said earlier, we all are hoping that this has an ending to it, to where we can trust the system, and that's going to be hard. Honestly, it's going to be really hard.
Regardless of what state voted for who, there's enough states wanting to do it now. I think all states should do it.
Yeah.
All of them. Why shouldn't we be 100% on who is our president?
Dude,
regardless of who it is, if Biden ends up winning, then Biden ends up winning, and we got to fucking get rid of him in 2024.
Yeah.
But this is the one thing, one of the most important things as a U.S. citizen you can do is vote for our president. Why has it even taken up until now to want to double and triple check the result?
I think people are dumb in a lot of ways, man. And I think that they had trust in the system for a long time. Didn't really question it. You know what I mean? And to be honest with you, like, I wouldn't, you know, I've voted before Trump, obviously. And I didn't really, like, think about it. You know what I mean? Like, they lost, they won, they lost, whatever.
I didn't really either.
This was so egregious. You know what I'm saying? Like, it fucks with your mind because you're seeing these rallies. You saw the rallies. You see Biden. You see how unwell he is. Let's be honest. And you can't grasp the idea that this guy could pull those numbers. Yeah. Even with Trump being hated, like, you either love him or you hate him. I mean, that's kind of the thing with Trump, right? Even with the amount of hate, like, I just feel like there's no way. I don't understand how there's any way that somebody could vote for Joe. And I know there are people that did. I mean, let's be honest. People did vote for Joe Biden. But there's no way they voted because they actually love him more than they just hated Trump, right? I mean, that there's no way.
Yeah.
What you Googling right now?
I couldn't remember.
What you got? Gore?
The last election that came down, and it was actually one guy. And then they flipped it because it was wrong.
Oh.
It was like in 2000 or something like that. I don't remember.
Anyways, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sold on Trump's bought out personally. I've seen a couple of those comments in the thing. I'm not really sold on that, but let's save that stuff for the second one.
Okay.
Let's shift the gears a little bit here.
We only got a few minutes, so.
Well, do we?
We
have a little grab bag, man. Let's do the first one. This one, actually, I thought of you.
You thought of me?
Yeah. Because you're a terrible tipper.
Oh, God.
You are not a good tipper. It's well known by our community of friends that you are. When we went to Friends Trip, I want to say this little story. We went to a brewery.
Yeah.
I won't say the name or anything. We went to a brewery. It was good food. It was not bad. And we got our checks.
Yeah.
And they automatically took the money out of the check.
Mm-hmm.
And your face, when you got that check, you were bewildered at the fact that you didn't have a say in that one. Now, I'm not saying I agree with it by any means, but I'm just saying you were like, what the fuck? Like, what? So this article is, it's actually kind of funny. If you go to it real quick, I can't see it, man. But this pizza delivery guy. So the article says, takeaway customer sparks debate after tipping delivery man with a slice of pizza. So if you scroll down, there is a video for it. This guy comes up. They have like one of those, you know, the door, what's it called? The bell, like, I don't even know what the fuck they're called. But anyways, right there, ringdoorbell.com. Well, that's where it was posted at. But so this guy comes up, and on the door, there's a note that says, no money for a tip. Please take a slice of pizza. And the delivery guy's like, are you kidding me? He actually says, are you kidding me? And then he gets down and takes a slice of pizza and walks away. So the thing is like, there's kind of a debate. It comes back to the debate of tipping. Is it good or is it bad? And it's kind of 50-50 on the comments. But in this, I actually highlight, if you go up real quick, I highlighted this down. Sorry, but right there. It's so sad to see how many people think it's acceptable not to tip. This is a quote. You don't realize how many jobs in the U.S. depends on tips. This guy actually lost money on this delivery. One TikTok user commented. The other one added, quote, why do all you fail to realize that tips aren't necessary? Those who think they are don't deserve them. It's a good conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you guys like, I mean, I don't mind tipping. I have no problem. But here's the deal. Forced tipping? I don't like that. Because if you give me great service, right, and we go out to dinner and you're on top of it and you're friendly and you fill my water up every once in a while, you know, like, I will tip you handsomely. I don't mind that. But, like, when we went to that brewery and they took it out on, I get there's probably a reason for it somewhere. But when they just take it out and you don't have a say, like, what if your waitress or waiter was a pile of shit?
Yeah.
And you're like, but you just took, because we had, like, I mean, listen, we spent some money that day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we did.
And so that was not a small tip, right?
Mm.
And so, and quite honestly, our waitress was not very good. Like, she was okay, but she was not the best, bro. She was barely there, barely asked if we wanted refills. I don't think she came and asked if her food was good. Let's be honest. No. I don't think she came by and said, like, you guys enjoying your food? Like, nothing. Nope. And yet, there's money. There you go.
I get a lot of shit for this.
You do. I give you a lot of shit from this. Or I give you shit.
If you're good at your job, I'll give you some tip. I don't have a problem with that.
You'll give some tip.
I'll give some tip.
You said that very, very oddly.
But if you're a fucking, if you're shit, if I go somewhere and have a meal and you're not coming around and, like, asking me if I want something else, or you're not trying to strike up a conversation and being polite and all that kind of shit, you're not going to get anything from me. Why would I?
Yeah.
You say your job relies on tips. Well, that's a fucked up fucking thing to even want to do. So don't do it. Go get a job that pays an hourly wage better.
Yeah, that's sure.
And eventually, if people are like, fuck this, I'm not working for this bullshit and have to rely on tips, enough people stop doing it, they're going to pay better.
Unique Gen X says forced just the tipping sounds Biden-esque bomb. No, a lot of people are saying you should tip. There's even Flexmarks there, one of our longtime listeners. Tips go to more than the server. I always tip 20%. Most people say if you can't eat out or if you want to eat out, you know, you should tip. I'm not saying that you shouldn't tip personally. I tip pretty much. Yeah, I always tip at 15, 20% all the time, if not more, you know, depending on how good it is. The question more with this article was more about, like, Uber driving and that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, tipping those guys, like tipping the pizza guy, I think is what they were talking about in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to pay a delivery fee, which obviously there's gas and such things that the company pays for. But I mean, I get where you're coming from, man. I get it. Let's be honest. Like, I know quite a few people that make a whole lot of money waiting because of tips. I mean, you can make murder with tips. You know what I'm saying? Like, a good restaurant, you're in a decent place, you can really, if you're really good at your job. But see, the problem is expectations. And actually, if you go back to the article real fast, I believe, scroll down real quick there. See, this person quote says, if you can't afford the tip, you can't afford the food. It's that simple. A third wrote. It's unclear whether the delivery man will have been paid by the restaurant or whether he was relying on tips for the customer to get paid. But either way, a slice of pizza is not what he was expecting. So, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm kind of torn on this. I think that, like, your job is to take care of the people. It's customer service, man. Whether it's retail,
no,
I'm in customer service. It doesn't matter what mood I'm in. It doesn't matter how pissy I am that day. You can't take it out on a customer, right? You have to put your head up and you have to smile and you have to act like you're interested even when you may not be at that moment. But you have to, like, always be friendly. That's the goal, right? And that's hard. I get that. But that's the goal.
Do you not have to do that at every job?
Well, I mean, some jobs don't have any customer service, let's be honest.
No, like, but you still have to be
cordial
at your job.
Sure. But I'm just saying, if you're serving food, you know what I mean? And you're, you know, it's not hard to make a stop by. Is everything fine? Is your food good? You know, and, you know, put some more water in the cup or ask if you want to refill or just be friendly. I mean, you know, I mean, all you know, when you go to a restaurant and you get a great server, you remember that fucking server.
Yeah.
And they're not as common as I think people think, but you know, those guys, they go above and beyond. And they're just awesome fucking people. They're great at their job. And dude, I have no problem overspending on that shit. I fucking like, I'm like, great, dude, this is awesome. But I mean, just even being decent, like it's, we've had bad servers, man. They just expect a tip. They get pissed and they're like, they're straight up trash servers.
Don't expect shit.
Yeah.
That goes anytime in life. Don't expect shit from anybody. Do your thing. And if some bonus or comes to you, then that's great. Be excited about it. And having good things happen to you by random people might make you a better person and make you do better at your job, but don't expect them to give it to you. That doesn't, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
And think what you want about me.
We have a couple, we have some great conversation from this, but Candace Christopher says, my dad is retired and delivers pizzas. He makes money. Oh, we got a little one in here. I lost my track there. Retired pizza delivery. He makes money from the tips, minimal on hourly pay, and he has to pay for gas and miles on his car, which that sucks. You know what I'm saying? That sucks. Yeah. But I get it. If you're retired and you want to make some extra money, like that's cool. But I bet your dad's nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I bet he's nice. And that's the hard part with delivery is you literally have a 5-second interaction with somebody.
I don't tip delivery people.
Oh, I do. We had one walk into my house. I told you
about that. I remember. I was here.
Yeah, you were here. It was fucking odd. Because, like, as I've said before, my mom, she lives in her basement because she has MS. And we kind of built out the basement for her. Right. Mm-hmm. And the way our house is set up, the driveway kind of goes towards the basement. But the front of our house is on the other side because we're on a corner house.
Yeah.
And the dude went to the driveway. We're waiting for the pizza. He went to the driveway, knocked on my mom's door down there. And she just like let him in and was like, yeah, they're upstairs. And he like walked into the house.
We're all upstairs in the kitchen having some drinks. And he just walks into the kitchen.
He walks up the staircase from the basement into the kitchen. He's like, hey, guys, I got pizza. And I was like, hey, man, I'm like, what's going on right now?
It was pretty funny.
It was kind of funny. I felt like, do I need to offer? Like, you want a plate? You want to have a pizza? Like, what's going on, man? Like, he felt like a long lost friend or something. It was kind of weird. Right. That was the first time it's ever happened. But I was like, Mom, next time. Maybe just don't let them walk in, you know, or say, hey, you can go around the front.
Richard Easby, Chris, sorry, but you're a cheapskate. You know what? Maybe I am a cheapskate, but I work hard for my money, too. And fuck if I'm going to give it to somebody for free for nothing.
Well, I'm going to be real. You're a little bit of a cheapskate. But I want to be very fair, though. I have seen you tip very well.
I have tipped. I tip when I feel it's worth it.
Yeah. I tip. Unless you do something that ruins my experience, I will tip you. That's where I'm at. If you are a piece of shit, I'm sorry, but if you're a piece of shit, or you literally drop my food off, I never see you again. Like, that's hard. I don't give a shit. Like, you got a tip. No, you don't. Like, I will go, like, I'd rather go hand the money to the fucking another waitress and be like, hey, I saw you. You were awesome. Here's $5 for you. Fuck this chick, you know, or this dude or whatever it is. I just feel like the idea that you just get to do it, like just get it, you know, and you're crappy at your job.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. Throwback stories. Oh, man, there's some. there's some ones back there. I love that story, though. That was pretty entertaining. That made my night quite
nice. That kind of blew us all away. We're like, what the fuck's happening?
I didn't expect it at all. It's like there's a dude with a blue shirt. Can you guess what pizza place that was? There was a dude with a blue shirt who walked in. I was like, hey, man. He was like just 17, 18 year old kid.
Yeah, he literally walked up into the kitchen and was like, hey, where do you guys want this? He's like, whoa.
Yeah, we're all like drinking. Like, okay, man. I felt it was odd. So
it was funny.
Chris is a cheesesteak. Yeah. Well, we got another super chat there. L4G custom fabrication. Sup, fellas. Fact, Bidenflation. That will be all. Texas loves y'all. I love Texas.
Love Texas.
Dude, me and Chris, we might move to Texas.
We might be moving to Texas.
End of next year.
Yeah.
It's a real possibility. We haven't really talked about that a whole lot, but I think that might happen, actually. So we'll talk about that down the road. I don't know if Greg's all in yet or not. I'm not sure. I'm trying to convince him, but I fucking loved. I loved being in Texas. I absolutely loved it, man. It felt good to be around people, feel safe. I felt safer.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's bad areas. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the Holy Land. You know what I'm saying? But I remember real quick, I was in San Antonio on one of the nights and I had to get up really early, like 3 or 4 in the morning to go get the car. We had to go to the airport and we parked the car like multiple blocks away. And I remember walking and it was dark. And I was like, oh, I'm used to Portland. Yeah. And I'm like, this is going to be sketchy. Like, who knows what the fuck? So I'm all on edge. But I get out there and there's just like street sweepers, like guys with brooms, like, good morning, sir. And they're literally sweeping the street. No fucking tents everywhere. No, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I just was like, man, I feel great. Like, I could just sit here and have a beer. Like, nobody would bother me, you know? I just, it was nice, man. We had kids, our kids were with us. And it was just, oh, man. I miss being there. I'm not going to lie to you. It was fun. So, yay, Texas. Yeah, see? Laura Williams. I lived in Texas for 12 years. Best place ever. It's pretty dope.
All right, what do you say, dude?
I say that's, well, man, we ranted a lot.
We ranted a lot. It was good.
It was good. There was a lot of articles that we didn't get to. We're going to have another episode up here that we're going to do pretty soon. So we'll have some of this other stuff. I know Greg has been texting us earlier saying, like, talk about the protest we were going to talk about. Yeah. That because there are insane protests all over the world right now. 110 countries. World. It's insane. We are going to talk about that on this next episode. But I love seeing it. That's all I'm going to say about it right now. I love seeing it. But I appreciate all of you who hung out with me and Chris today. I love that we just got to shoot the shit. It was fun, man. Unique Genetics, one more here. Has anyone checked on Bent Greg? I have not. I'm worried. I miss his locks and borderline impropriety. Yeah, I mean, you know. He's probably working out or something. Who knows? He's definitely got a protein shake in his hand right now. So anyways, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Chris, always a pleasure to hang out with you. Cheers, as if we don't hang out all the time anyway. So
love you.
Love you too, man. All right. Have a good one, guys.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.